Yiddishkeit for coming. We'll start by discussing the greatness and the levels of Kedusha of what's happening tonight, and try to get ourselves in the mood. Erev Shavuos, it's a tremendous, tremendous chag, and really the cornerstone of our heritage and our lives. Kiyem Chayenu Ve'Archimenu. This is a quote the Arizal. The Arizal says, Kol mi shelo yoshein v'layla klal v'ikar v'yasav v'Torah. Somebody doesn't sleep at all the whole night and involve himself in Torah. Muvtach lo sheyashlim shenoso. He'll finish the year. V'lo ye'are lo shum nezek. He won't have any damage to him. See how important the staying up all night and learning all night is. The Arizal adds, his whole life for this coming year is dependent on tonight. Right? We understand Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur has a tremendous hashpah on the year, but Shavuos has a connection to his limud haTorah, which is his whole life, has a connection to his ruchnius. The Sfarah HaKadoshim bring down from the Yishalmi, the Rebbe Chiya says, that it says, don't say atzeres tiyelachem, but rather say atzeres tichayelachem, which means that your whole life comes from Shavuos, your whole life. Reb Chaim Brim, a few anecdotes. Reb Chaim Brim was once saw somebody dozing off during davening on Shavuos morning during Vasikin, and he says, "I've never seen a chassan who falls asleep in the middle of his wedding." Right, a wedding can go late. It happens to be by the Hasidim. I once saw there's a neighbor in the building over. There's like a Hasidic Rebbe, and I was up at like 6:30 in the morning, getting ready to go to shul, and I saw them coming home from the chasana. Like, it's standard by the Hasidim to have chasanas until the wee hours of the morning. If you're having a chasana mamish, you know, you don't fall asleep in the middle. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening on Shavuos night between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Torah. Furthermore, it's brought down in Halichos Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that somebody said, listen, I can't stay up for davening in the morning if I stay up all night and learn. What should I do? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, "Al pi halacha, you're right. Shacharis is, you know, essentially, technically speaking, more important." But his quote was, "Ach al nafshos benecha yesh lecha lizar lehishamer." On the souls of your children, you have to be more careful. There's something about Tikkun Leil Shavuos. There's something about Shavuos that shows that has a hashpa on your whole year, on your descendants, on your whole life. There's another story that's brought down. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's father, Chaim Leib Auerbach, went to visit the diner and papa. His name was Moshe Yosef Hoffman. He went to visit him on Shavuos, and he was glowing. And he said that there's a Mesorah, that a person who stays up all night and learns and is not mafsik, so is Gilio Elio. And sure enough, that night, Moshe Yosef Hoffman. This is about 100 years ago in Yerushalayim. He lived in the year old city. He mamash spent the whole night learning, and he had a Gilui Elio. I think the Chasam Sofer also says things like that. It's huge. It's posh. It's tremendous. It's tremendous. The Chag of Shavuos is tremendous. I also noticed, also in the Malach Biederman brings down over here, that in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Siman Reish Samech, the Mogen Avraham brings down that a person is not supposed to cut his fingernails and his toenails on the same day. I think they say that's what they do for a dead person. So a person officially should cut his toenails on Thursday, and he should cut his fingernails on Friday. But he brings down Rav Malach Biederman from many sources that on Erev Shavuos you can do both. You can do them all. Why? Similar to when a woman has to go to the mikveh after she counts seven nikim, seven clean days. Of course, she can't have a chatzitza, so she's allowed to cut her fingernails and her toenails the same day. So to an Erev Shavuos, this halacha does not apply. This halacha does not apply, and therefore, what do you see from here? That when a person, I mean, if you can go to the mikveh, it's a very auspicious thing to do. Again, it's not as important as Rosh Yom Kippur, but it's sort of a replay, not a replay. I wouldn't even say it's a reenactment. According to this, it's not a reenactment. It's mamash Kabbalah Satorah. Tavshin Ayin Zayin is a new Kabbalah Satorah for Klal Yisrael, a new Kabbalah Satorah for each and every one of us. Mamash Lahalach Lamaisa. That when a person goes to the mikveh this afternoon, he's allowed to cut his fingernails and his toenails up piyalacha. Why? Because we're reliving mamish Kabbalah Satorah. So when you think about, you know, this aspect of having a new Kabbalah Satorah and it's if many sources that obviously the Gilu Eliyahu and staying up all night and really connecting, So one could say, hey, what's the big deal? It's just a regular night of the year. What, I can't do this my whole life. I can't do this my whole, you know, the whole year. I can't learn this amount of Hasmara. But I would try to suggest that, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? If all of a sudden, and all Tikkun Leil Shavuos is maybe a long morning seder, a long afternoon seder. By the time the meal finishes, you're talking about 11, you know, somewhere between 11 and 12, you start learning, and it depends if you're walking to the kosher or not, you want to daven here. Both are very good options. You're talking about 4 hours. I think the yisod is that if a person says, you know what, Hashem, I know, this is life. This is the most important thing. This is the most important day of the year, in many ways. For me, as an individual, and for Klai Yisrael, getting the Torah, it all starts with Torah. Without Torah, we have nothing, right? And you say to Hashem, listen, for 4 hours straight, I am not going to battle. I'm not going to be involved in other things. I'm going to try to totally focus. Like I've never focused before. Obviously, many of you have done the workout, so you know what it means to learn straight. But if a person shows that, it's like, this is a relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're making a commitment. We understand. We understand that we can't do this all year round. We understand. But the fact is, we know if this is the night that we're getting the Torah, we're going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we really mean it, and we really want it. So for 4 hours straight, we're not going to stop. We're just going to be totally committed to them, right? A young couple gets married. Right, at least for the first few hours of the marriage, they're completely focused on each other. Which, you know, reminds me of the Ephraim Waxman. I'll try to dig them up. Maybe I'll try to send them out to the guys later. He has amazing Erev Shavuos drushes. And one of his mashalim is a beautiful mashal. There's a guy who wasn't so wealthy. And he wanted to get wealthy, and he noticed that there was a very, very wealthy man that he wanted to see if he can somehow get his, you know, somehow be as wealthy as him. So he made a calculation that if he worked for, I don't know, 3 million hours of the next, you know, next million years, then he could reach his wealth. It's impossible. It's impossible to even come close to achieving his wealth. But there's one way he can get his wealth, and that is he can marry his daughter. That's he married his daughter. We can't necessarily learn all Kol Torah Kulo. We can't necessarily get every little nuance in Torah. But we can't. It's very, very hard. We should try, but we can. But there's one way we can connect to the Torah. Like this is the Nimshel, of course. And that is make a commitment to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Marry Kadosh Baruch Hu's daughter, Kaviyachim. Get married to the Torah. If we show we're committed to Torah, it's not about how much we know. If we're totally committed to the Torah, which means that we put everything into it, we're committed. We're married to Hashem. If we're married to Hashem, so then that's the main goal. We don't need to know every single thing. Of course, we should try. We don't need to know if we're committed. Then we're mamash married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that all boils down to this. If it's all about a relationship and a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you're giving us the Torah tonight. We're going to try our hardest. We can't do it all year round. We can try it all year round. But for Dafka, for these few days, you know, it's Erev Shavuos, certainly to take it seriously and to feel it. And certainly over Shavuos, try to think and learning. How often do we walk around and think and learning? Right? You're walking down from the dining room up to over here. Think about a Mishnah. Think about Megillah Shavuos. Think about something. Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm really trying. And then Be'ez HaShem have Siyata D'Shmaya. That's point number one. Point number two, I once heard this on Rabbi Waxman Shir many, many years ago. He said he heard it from a Chaver. It's the most one of the most beautiful Divrei Torah that I've ever heard in my life. And it has such a huge message that I think you'll really be able to gain from. When Rus and Naomi are having the discussion, Naomi says, you know, go back to your people. And Rus says, no, I want to stay with your people. I want to become Jewish. So she says the following words. She says, "Vatayim Rus, al tivgi bi la'azveich. Don't push me to leave. La'shuva me'echrayach ki el asher telchi eilech. The way you go, I'll go. Uva asher talini olin. The way you sleep, I'll sleep. Amich ami ve'lokai holkai. Your nation is my nation, your God is my God." Says Rashi on these words. Kasha telchi elich. Says Rashi. Shemitok devarash Rus atalomad ma amr la Naomi. From the words of Rus, you realize what Naomi told her. Naomi told her the following, and I quote, "Aser lona latzis chutzot chum Shabbos." Naomi told Rus, you don't want to be Jewish. You're not going to be able to walk past 2,000 amos. Forget about Erev. Right? You can't walk past 2,000 amos. Certainly, if there's no Erev. Nothing to do with carrying. You just can't walk more than 2,000 amos. Okay? Amrullah, what did Rus answer back? The way you go, I'll go. Says the Rashi further. Right? A woman is not allowed to be alone with a man who's not his, not the husband. Amr Allah, Ruth answers back. No. She answers back, the way you sleep, I will sleep. So that's the obvious question. Naomi told her about prohibitions. Prohibition number one is, you're not allowed to walk out of Tulum Shabbos. What did she say? The way you will walk, I'll walk. Naomi told her something else. Says, listen, you can't be alone with another man. You're not allowed to be alone with another man. What did she say? The way you sleep, I'll sleep. The answers don't match the question. Why? Because the way you would have answered is, the way you don't walk, I won't walk. The way you won't sleep, I won't sleep. That's what Ruth should have said. She told her prohibition. She said, yes, I will walk that way. So Ruth is teaching us the most unbelievable lesson in life that I think is so important for any generation, certainly our generation. Not Yiddishkeit and the halacha is not a negative. It's not a negative. True, objectively speaking, when I tell you you can't walk out of Tchum Shabbos, when I tell you you can't be alone with a girl, so it sounds like what? It sounds negative, negative, negative. But that's not the approach. That's not how we have to look at Yiddishkeit. It's not the way you don't walk, I won't walk. The way you don't sleep, I won't sleep. No way. On the contrary, it's a privilege. It's a schus to be able to follow halacha. It's not a restriction. Hilchus Shabbos. Hilchus Shabbos, you tell somebody you can't do this, can't do this. So if you look at it as a restriction, you're missing the boat. You have to look at it pum faker. You have to say the no. What a privilege. I don't have to deal with anything else. I don't have to deal with the things that are the maisim lacha. I can be totally connected to Hashem on Shabbos. I can be totally removed from that. You know, and when you think about, you know, I'm sure over the year you've had experiences about connecting to Torah and mitzvahs. A restriction? Having a good Shabbos? Having a great uplifting Shabbos is you feel restricted? You feel, oh, I can't do X, I can't do Y. No way, you don't feel like that at all. I mean, you experience it the way it's supposed to be experienced, and that's what Ruth was telling us. That's what Ruth was, that was her message. That I don't feel, Yiddishkeit is a restriction. It's an empowerment. It's gewaldic. You know, last week, I had a non-firm relatives, not yet, as the Rebbe's father would say, not yet religious relatives, who I've known my whole life, of course, I'm very close to them, they took me out to dinner, and they happened to be here, for, you know, they said, oh, we're staying, you know, we'll be here for Yontif. Like, they don't, Yontif, like, no shaykhs to Yontif, no connection to Yontif. And I'm thinking to myself, so sad, what a rachmanis. Yes, they're affluent people, and then they run around, and they have a good time, but they're missing out. I feel bad for them. Very often we think impressionable, I don't want to say indoctrinated, we're so used to the outside world, like, Kilo, the Jewish people, the from Jews, we're missing out, right? Going out and being able to do whatever you want to do on Saturday, whatever you want to do on Yom Tov, being able to do all the things you're not allowed to do, well, that's the life. No way. I wouldn't, when you taste it, when you taste Yiddishkeit, when you taste Torah mitzvahs, you feel like chaval on them, sad for them. We have it. We're fine. Now, that's first of all, it's stam obvious, right? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, gave us the muscle that if you get a washing machine, everybody knows it's manual, right? We got a world in Kodesh Baruch Hu's, the world is obviously much more sophisticated than a washing machine and a refrigerator. So of course it's going to come with a manual. Kodesh Baruch Hu says you want to get the most out of this world, and certainly the next world, follow the guidelines, follow the manual. It's poshut. Poshut that if you don't have the Torah, if you don't follow the Torah, you're missing out on optimizing your life in this world. It's poshut. But just on a very simplistic and basic level. Nebuch. I'm saying a person has to look at Yiddishkeit and say, wow, okay, you don't have to, you know, feel, you know, be so negative per se, but just realize in the positive sense, what a privilege you have, that you had this chus to be here in Yeshiva, you have a chus to be in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh, you have a chus to know what it means to be a Ben Torah, you have that chus, you're the chosen, not within the chosen people, you're the chosen guys, because you have it. And never forget that. So often, and obviously the Yetzirah is very, very good. Yetzirah does a good job. He tries to give us hints here and there that, oh no, you're missing out. FOMO, you're missing out. No, but Rus who grew up as royalty of Moab, no. She understood, no, this is not a restriction. This is an empowerment and a privilege and the best thing in the world. Right? Ask somebody who's in the middle of a great sukkah, you want to go out and have a party? Like, what shaykhs, right, tonight? Right, you're in the middle of learning, you're feeling the kedusha of Shavuos, Kabbalah, Satorah. And then somebody says, you know, you want to go out and do something bad? Like, what? For what? But your neshama, it feels it, right? The world is a very spiritual place. And very often, But obviously, the Yetzer Hara tries to convince you. No, you can't. It's everything else but Torah and Mitzvot is better. But when a person really internalizes that Yisod, and a person gets to that point, like, wow, there is nothing else besides Torah and Mitzvot. There's nothing else. And it's not just about, oh, I'm scared, I'm going to get zapped after 120 if I don't do Mitzvot. It's so much more than that. And that's what verse is telling us. There's so much more. It's the Olam Hazeh and the Olam Haba. So there's two Yisodos, I think, are very, very, very important. Number one, to realize the power of Shavuos, and to take advantage of the time to show Hashem, Hashem, listen, all year round I try my best, but Shavuos, I'm going to try to make sure I learn as much as I can, keep my head totally focused on Torah, and feel like I'm getting married to the Torah. I'm getting married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael v'Yisrael v'Kudosh Baruch Hu Chadu. We're all one, right? This is like Hashem's precious daughter, the Torah, that we have the source to marry. And number two, to realize that in Judaism, in Yiddishkeit, these are not restrictions. I'll just say over one more thing that Roy Waxman said on that tape. He's on that year related to this Indian. He said he was once on a bus, and he was sitting next to a non-Purim kid, and they're talking about Shabbos. And this teenage boy was saying, Shabbos Yom Menucha. I think Shabbos Yom Menucha is going to the beach. How do you, Roy Waxman, know? How do you know that Shabbos, observing Shabbos the way you observe Shabbos, is better than my Shabbos? So Roy Waxman said, I know I'm right. I'll bring you a proof. Because I know what it means to sit on the beach and relax. And I also know what it means to have a real Shabbos, But you don't know. You can't compare sitting on the beach a whole Shabbos versus having a real Shabbos according to Halacha. You don't know. You can't compare them. I can compare them. I know what it means to sit on the beach and relax for a bunch of hours. But I also know I have experienced the real Shabbos. Someone who's experienced true authentic Judaism doesn't compare. Nothing else compares. And that's sort of what Rus is telling us, and that's something that we really have to stick with us with our lives, because the Yetzer Hara is certainly going to try his best at all times to make us think that we're missing out, but we're certainly not missing out. Have an amazing Shavuos, amazing Kol Torah, and then Shavuos Mekayim, the words of the Arizal, to learn the whole night and stay up the whole night, and throughout you should have an amazing year in Beis Hashem. And maybe ask him, you should be double with the Torah and the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Have an amazing Shavuos. Okay, maybe just open up one package and one.